He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lead us, Lord. Lead me. Guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are, praising Jesus for all the things He's brought us through. Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are, praising Jesus for all the things He's brought us through. Hallelujah. You brought us through so much, Lord, because we know that Your majesty, worship His majesty unto Jesus. Be all glory, honor, and praise, majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from His throne unto His own, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship, His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorify, King of all kings, majesty. Let's worship him. Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise, majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Hallelujah. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for thy spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Glory to God. Greeter, are you?
We just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for starting us on another day, Father God. Father God, we come to you humble, Father God. We come to you in repentance, Father God. If we did anything, said anything, or even thought anything, Father God, that wasn't pleasing in your sight, we ask for your forgiveness, Father God. Father God, we thank you for continuing to bless us, Father God, with these beautiful days, whether it's rain, sun. We just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to continue to protect and shield our children, Father God, as they go to and fro school, Father God. Father God, we ask you to dispatch your angels to the east, the north, the south, the west, Father God, and put a wedge of protection around our children, Father God. Father God, we just thank you this morning for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we pray for the messenger this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch and strengthen them and fill them this morning, Father God, with the word, Father God, that's going to feed your sheep. Father God, we just thank you for your healing, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all that you do, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent, Father God, to die for our sins, Father God, so we can live, Father God, on this precious earth, Father God, that you hold right in the palm of your hands, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the leaders around the world, Father God, touch their minds, the body, the soul, and the spirits, Father God, that they treat and do your sheep right, Father God. Father God, we need you every day, every hour, every second, every minute of the day, Father God, to carry us through this pandemic, Father God, that you know and we know that you are in control of, Father God, because we know that you hold all power in your hand, Father God. And we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for all that you do, Father God. We ask you to go through the hospitals and heal, Father God. We ask you to continue to provide for the homeless, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to be the judge that you are, Father God. You're the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Father God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we ask you to extend all safe travel, Father God, all protection, Father God. We thank you this morning. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am here, Brother Darrell. Can you hear me?
Here, take it away.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Brother Darrell, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, with the joy of the Lord in your heart and your spirit, and opening us up in a powerful prayer, we so love and appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give God glory. We give him praise because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. We are so glad that you have joined us this morning. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I'm so thankful and grateful that God has brought us together once more and again. Listen, let me just share a little bit about this call, especially for our first-time guests. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and with their yes, they stood on God's word, which is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website you can go to 24/7. It is themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And then you'll see that the theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally reveal. Now, you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry, and we encourage you to do so. You can be a greeter, as Brother Darrell did so wonderfully. You can be a host, which is what I'm doing. And then you might even have a word from the Lord that's in your belly. Share it, share it, share it. And then you might even have a song that you want to uplift the Lord in spirit and in truth. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. And not only that, you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, also, we want to remind you that Fridays, the second half of the call, we do take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports verbally. So we encourage you to invite your friends, your family, to join us every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. Now, what initially started us together was this awesome health and wellness company called Artist International that was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and we're so thankful and grateful that it continues on strong with Artist Life. And I tell you, we have some products that are absolutely wonderful. You want to get with the person that invited you to this call. They will share more information with you. And if they can't, guess what? We have a call every Monday through Friday right after this call. And today is Testimonial Thursday. That call is going to be awesome with our host, Director Claudette Brown, and it's going to be about her grandson's jaw-dropping recovery. You want to get on that call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Testimonial Thursday. I tell you, awesome, awesome testimonies. Listen, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have a woman of God who is dynamic. She definitely needs no introduction because she is one of the co-founders of this call. She is phenomenal, always giving us history that I'd never heard before. Okay, I wish she was my history teacher. But I tell you, she is the founder and director of Van Networks, a networking and instructional self-improvement organization. She is a product of Oral Roberts University as well as Spelman. She is a mathematician. Yes, she is. She is our mother eagle. She is a woman who has served as a caregiver for her mother until she went home to be with the Lord. And we are so grateful that she is a part of this awesome, awesome ministry. She is a blessing to me personally, and I know to you all collectively. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for that heartfelt introduction, and I absolutely love and appreciate you. You have been a phenomenal plus prayer general, and we are so grateful for all that you do for our TMC family, for our Artist Life family. I know your family loves and appreciates you, and truly a pillar there also. So I love and appreciate you. Thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord in worship and song this morning. We appreciate you. And what can I say about the man with the plan of all the scriptures? I love me some Darrell, Brother Darrell Meekins from Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for greeting and seating our entire TMC family as they came on the line. Giving us the word. You know what, y'all, when we see a man, a brother who knows the word like he does and has not ashamed of the gospel at all, I have to celebrate them. I have to take a little praise pause and just praise the God in him. So thank you, man of God. And when I tell you, he's always ready to raise his hand and be of help in our meetings, And please know you are greatly appreciated. And our host who came back, double back duty for us. We have some folks who have other challenges of life today. So we're going to get in where we fit in and let the word of God go forth. You all right? I do love history. Didn't realize how much history I love till this life goes on. I, on the morning motivational call, gave on Monday a little bit of history as I celebrated with that call that we had started September 6, 2016. So Monday was a day of celebration for the consistent longevity of the morning motivational call when the baton fell in the lap of our leaders. Stepped up to the plate and have kept that call going every day, not missing a day either since its inception on September 6th. That was also Labor Day. And we celebrated the fact that this country was built on the backs of folks and mainly through the Industrial Revolution and through slavery. You know, they kind of leave us out that we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule. And so this country needs to always stop and pause and celebrate laborers. And we told the history of the labor unions who really shaped and molded and corrected a lot of the abuses going on with long hours, unfair wages, children in very unsafe conditions working in coal mines and manufacturing places. And it's so funny. We as people are so quick to forget history, and we should be a culture that understands it's so important to keep reinforcing it, where labor unions and all of them were not perfect. And some, you know, power sometimes does corrupt even those who start with a powerful mission. But it was on the back of many labor unions that brought this country to a great place of prosperity and posterity. And now statistics tell us less than 3% across the country have sustaining labor unions. And so that is the history of America. But the greatest holiday we talked about was on Monday, Rosh Hashanah. And I say Happy New Year. The Jewish calendar has begun. And for those who aren't familiar or say, well, why are we learning about the Jewish calendar? I always answer it very simply. Jesus was Jewish, okay? If you kind of skipped over that point, and sometimes Western culture doesn't emphasize what's so important to understand. Have you noticed, for most of us, you don't ever meet a poor Jewish person because the prosperity and the posterity of what does that mean? That the Jews are the apple of God's eye. He's been very clear about that, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in Psalms 122:6. So Rosh Hashanah now on the Jewish calendar has begun the Jewish New Year. Our new year, of course, is the Gregorian calendar that starts in January. But let's talk a little bit about Rosh Hashanah before we get into the word. Rosh Hashanah marks the beginning of the Jewish new year. Its origin is biblical, Leviticus 23. Go look it up if you're not familiar. Leviticus 23, verses 23 through 25. It's a sacred occasion commemorated with loud blasts of the shofar, which is the ram's horn. Now, the term Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, is rabbinical, as are the formidable themes of the festival, which are repentance, preparation for the day of divine judgment, and prayer for a fruitful year. This two-day festival falls on the first and second Tishrei, which is spelled T-I-S-H-R-E-I, in the Jewish calendar, and that's usually always in September in the Gregorian calendar, and starts at sundown on the preceding evening, as do all Jewish observances. Major customs of Rosh Hashanah include the sounding of the shofar in the middle of a lengthy synagogue service. And y'all think we can have long services? Father, I went to one when I was in Jerusalem. I said, okay, we truly are praising the Lord all day long. And it focuses on the festival themes and elaborate meals at home to inaugurate the new year. The prayer liturgy is augmented with prayers of repentance, starting off their Jewish year, coming into the presence of God with a heart of repentance. In many series and senses, Israel begins its year on Rosh Hashanah. Governments, correspondents, newspapers, and most broadcasts carry this Jewish date first. Facilitators for the new year are generally tendered before Rosh Hashanah. And 8 days after Rosh Hashanah is the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur. And so that'll be coming up in three more days. And it's the Day of Divine Judgment and of, quote, affliction of souls. That, again, Leviticus 23, verses 26 through 32. And that's the time that the individual may be cleansed of sins, the only fast day decreed in the Bible. I say that again. It is literally, for us who believe so much in prayer and fasting, this is the only fast day that is actually decreed in the Bible. It is a time to enumerate one's misdeeds and contemplate one's fault. The Jew is expected on this day to pray for forgiveness for sins between man and God and correct his wrongful actions against his fellow man. The major precepts of Yom Kippur, Y-O-M, then capital K-I-P-P-U-R, Yom Kippur, lengthy devotional services and a 25-hour fast are observed even by much of the otherwise secular population there in Jerusalem. The level of public solemnness on Yom Kippur surpasses that of any other festival, including Rosh Hashanah. The country comes to a complete halt for 25 hours on this day. And I mean to this day, that is still observed. It will come to a complete halt. And places of entertainment are closed. There are no television, radios, not even the public news, definitely not the internet. Public transportation is suspended, and even the roads are completely closed. Yom Kippur in Israel has special meaning due to memories of the 1973 war, the Six-Day War, a surprise attack launched by Egypt and Syria against Israel on that very day. And that's when you watch the sovereign hand of God protect this small country. And so they're in their time of complete celebration there in Israel right now. And this is a holiday season that Jesus always observed. And we who call on the name of Christ, we who say we are believers, need to embrace and understand the celebration of Rosh Hashanah as well as the celebration upcoming of Yom Kippur. You know, I've been in the middle of a series in the last 10 minutes I'm going to talk about. We've been talking about adversity as God's university. And I spent time the last time we were together talking about long suffering. And I know that didn't bring any joy to your hearts or minds, but it brought, hopefully, understanding. As a prophet of God, I am so sensitive to the Kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, Kairos seasons of God, Kairos timing of God. We have the Chronos, which is chronological, which is the time now of 18 minutes after the hour. But there's a Kairos season, and this country is in a season where it's a heaviness. Almost every area we turn to, things are not as we have been used to it being as a country. And most people are freaking out, even believers, sad to say, who are not rooted and grounded in understanding God is still our source. And most of all, God has been really having me pray for emotional stability of believers, of people. The door of depression, discouragement, delusion that has been swung wide open, and these spirits have just been marching through the land. So I'm going to talk briefly this morning about healing, but more so emotional healing, and for us to confess, decree, announce to the heavens, I am healed. We often think of physical healing, but I want us to think of physical and emotional healing, because some of us have not even understood why we're feeling a little down and why we're feeling a little depressed. And it's because some spirits have been released in this country. And if we don't know who we are, but utmost whose we are, we'll fall prey to that. So we're going to quickly go over seven principles for making sure through this time, because I will prophesy we have a long, not a long, long, but long enough season left of what we've been going through. We're not coming out, as some would hope and believe, and we want to not grow weary in well-doing. We want to continue to be the bright light plugged into the source of Jesus Christ. That suicide doesn't even have a foothold, so that just isolation that even takes us into deeper, dark places of depression will not ever find its heart or home in a believer. And it's not even sometimes anything we've done. It's the spirits that have been released. And so to stay soundly, emotionally healed, and physically healed, because when your emotions break down too long, your physical body starts suffering. In the 34th division of Psalms 34, that 18th verse in the NIV says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." And in Matthew 9, the 20th through 22nd verse, these are my text scriptures this morning, we know the story. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. Verse 21, she said to herself, "If I could only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that very moment. We're talking about being healed physically and emotionally. Let's go through that H. You know how I am about letters. That H in healing is to have honest conversation with yourself. We're going to go through seven quick principles. Have honest conversation with yourself. If you want to be healed, you must be real. If you want to be healed, you must be real. To thine own self, be true. Start with the truth of the matter, definitely first to yourself. Psalms 119, verse 142 says, "Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth." Psalms 15, if you just write that verse down and look it over, verses 1 and 2, "If you abide in your tent, God, who may dwell on your holy hill? He who walks with integrity and walks righteous and works righteousness and speaks truth to his heart." And my verse, which is the verse for the meaning of my ministry, Gathering of the Eagles, Ephesians 4:15. "But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ." That E in being healed. Exit any relationship that shrinks you. Mm-hmm. Don't hang out with holy haters. We don't have that time. This is not the season. Exit any relationship that shrinks you. Amos 3:3, I love this prophet, the shepherd. He said, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" And then write down Ephesians 4, that 31 and 32nd verse that says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another." Another E is, every man or woman must exchange your pain for power. Learn to exchange your pain for power. No, we're not trying to deny that it does hurt. We're not trying to deny this is a very painful season. These last 18, 19 months America has been through. This is a very trying time. We've had losses that just hurt us to the core. But never throw away your receipt. Everyone must exchange our pain for power. Titus 2, the 7th and 8th verse says, "In all things show yourself to be an example of good deeds." And Psalm 73, the 26th verse, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. 1 Peter 5, that 10th verse in 1 Peter 5 says, in his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. Oh, that A is so important. Keep a mindset that God is able, even through life's adversity. Our God is able. So what does that mean? Principle, we can learn the right lessons, then we'll achieve success and peace. Come on, some of these scars will teach us how to be real stars. Some of these scars of having to deny our flesh and get our faith muscles with a real workout is going to help some of us grow up. Ephesians 3:20, we know it. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we are asked or think. But the rest of the verse, according to the power that works in us. We've got to learn the right lessons in our adversity university. And then we know Romans 8:28, and we know that all, as that other A in being healed, things work together for good to them that love God, and we are him, those who are called according to his purpose. And I close with that L. We learn to forgive ourselves and others. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. Forgiveness is a gift we give to ourselves. Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. 2 Corinthians 2:5-8. 2 Corinthians, that second chapter, verse 5 and 8. If anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you to some extent. Not to put it too severely, the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient. Now instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. Oh, we have to, in this season, walk out and ask God, heal me from past hurts, hiccups from hell, things that have hindered me from going forward further. Life is not fair. We're in a fallen world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And we cannot let our emotions lead us. We are not emotionally led. We're not carnally led. Tell your flesh to hush. Tell your hormones to quit hollering. You're going to be spirit-led. Romans 7:8, especially that seventh chapter when Paul says, I want to do good, but evil is always present. We've got to learn to fess up and let the Christ stand up big inside of us. All this morning, we are talking about, and I'll have to finish the next time we're together, the rest of the last three principles, but we want to make sure we stay emotionally healed and physically healed. So we prophesy over our own selves, I am healed. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Woo, I am healed. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. I know everybody wants to hear this message again. Share it with somebody. I am healed. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this awesome message that you've given us, Lord God. Prepare in our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, man, Father, to stand firm in your word, to stand firm in your truth, to stand firm, Lord God, knowing who we are and especially whose we are. We glorify you, Father, for this woman of God who have poured into us. We ask that you pour back into her virtues of blessings, Lord God. Keep her in perfect peace as her mind continues to stay on you. Strengthen her and empower her as many come to her, Lord God, wanting prayer or whatever the case may be, a hearing a hearing heart. She's always available. So, Lord God, I thank you for restoring, restoring, restoring like never before. I give your name praise. I give your name glory, Father God, because you are the Alpha and the Omega in her life. And so, God, we thank you for your blessings overtaking her like never before in this day and this season. We thank you, Father, for each and every individual on this call. We ask that you continue to empower them as they go forth throughout the days, Lord God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to heal and take care of those that, Father God, are going through health challenges. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for comforting those that are going through bereavement. And we give your name praise, Father God, because nobody can comfort like you can. You are the God, our God, who knows all, sees all, and can do all. So we ask you, Lord God, have your way this day in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirit, man, and we'll be careful to give your name praise, give your name glory. In Jesus' name we say amen. Well, TMC family, yes, yes, yes. Share this message, 712-432-1085, 957-677-pound. And upcoming is Testimonial Thursday with Director Claudette Brown. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, thank you, Brother Darrell, for allowing God to use you, seating and greeting everyone. It's definitely been a pleasure serving each and every one of you and giving God glory in all that I do. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that awesome message. Would you please come back and close us with the benediction?
All righty. And again, thank you for stepping up. Double duty it is. Only our prayer general can do. Do love, appreciate you. And again, Brother Darrell, appreciate you and all of you. All is well. Prophesy over yourself. When your hormones get to hollering, when your head gets to spinning, just keep saying, God, I know you got me, and all is well. Father, I thank you that these your people, we shall stay stable, balanced, healed and whole, emotionally, physically, psychologically, as we walk through this season, trusting and leading and depending only on you and your word. So as we prepare to leave this call and experience testimonies and hear of your faithfulness in action, I thank you that we become those brighter lights that so many need to see you in demonstration. We are your ministers in the marketplace. We are your mouthpiece with a message. I speak and decree in our lives that the Spirit of God will rise up even bigger. Our faith muscles will get stronger in this season, and we will not grow weary in well-doing. We are blessed, and we're blessed to be a blessing. So we go rejoicing, knowing who we are and whose we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day, and I look forward to hearing many of you all on the Morning Motivational Call on Testimonial Thursday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.